It's time for a little gym rat chat. You might have noticed, or maybe you haven't noticed, a lot has changed in the fitness industry over the past few years, from how we train and the tech we use to how gyms actually are run and how they make their money and what they offer in order to stay competitive. Joining us to talk about fitness innovation is the founder of Crosstown Fitness, Charlie Graff. But before we get into TechNori, I've got a couple news, quick news and notes. Next Tuesday, May 31st, is the next TechNori event themed The Future of Work, hosted at Chase Auditorium. If you've never been, it's the biggest startup showcase in Chicago, and if you're into tech and innovation, this is really a can't-miss event. If you need added reason to go, it is also Seth Kravitz's last time on stage, and we're trying to send him away with a huge, huge, huge audience, so we're expecting a sold-out crowd. Tickets are still available, but you go to technori.com and find some tickets. Now, let's get into this amazing episode of TechNori, a showcase dedicated for Chicago startups, tech, and innovation. Today, we're talking about fitness innovation with Crosstown Fitness founder Charlie Graff. Charlie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
That was a whole mouthful. It's great to have you here. So as we were talking before we got into the kind of into the show today, I don't look like it, but I like to go to the gym. I've always been kind of a workout guy. I go to Hard Pressed. You've got Crosstown Fitness. I think it's a great place to start the conversation on what exactly Crosstown Fitness is, because I think it's uniquely different from what I do, and again, also uniquely different from all of the big boxes.
Yeah, definitely. You know, just comparing Crosstown Fitness to Hard Pressed, two great boutique fitness facilities here in Chicago with two totally separate kind of focuses on disciplines. Both great at what they do independently, but they attract different customers and clientele. That's a benefit of these small boxes and these boutiques, that they really, we hone our craft. We focus in 100% on a specific discipline, which separates us from the big box competitors that are out there that have, you know, a whole platter of offerings to clients. And that works well for some people. But we've taken the approach where we want to focus on high intensity interval training, yep, group classes that cultivate a community relationship with each other. And we've staffed it with the 15 to 20 best trainers, you know, in the area that that deliver, you know, that product on a daily basis to everybody.
So for some of the people who aren't into working out, what is interval training and why is it sort of important versus, you know, like, for example, my dad's going to be pissed when he listens to this, but he goes to the, we have a big box gym in Glendale where I, you know, go play basketball, and he will just like walk around the track with like a towel around his neck, and it's not, there's like nothing going on in from my vision. What is interval? It's very, very different from that. I don't think you can just wrap a towel around and walk.
You won't get too far. One of our classes, one of our trainers will probably tackle you and get you back into the circuit workout or whatnot. But the interval training, it's high intensity, and you're intervaling between cardio and strength. So your body is continually going, wow, we get your heart rate up, but then we're also throwing in strength and conditioning with it. It's a great overall total body workout for, we think, the majority of the population out there.
Yeah.
These type of workouts are going to carry over into your day-to-day activity. If you're a parent, you're going to have more energy with your kids. It's a great de-stressor for anybody. You can get in, and it's a 50-minute workout. So it's easy to walk around a gym with a towel around your neck for 50 minutes and not get anything close to what you're going to get from one of these workouts. So for like a busy professional coming in, you get in, you clock in, you're going to get your butt kicked, and then you can go about your day. And you can feel good about what you're going to do on the weekends or at night in a beer garden, things like that, because you put in the hard work, you know, earlier that day at Crosstown.
Well, so, like you mentioned before we came on, what's your biggest competitor? It's actually the beer garden.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. You know, there's only a small percentage of the population that actually work out consistently, and that would be 3 to 4 days a week. We'd say it would be a consistent workout. And that number is probably only 20% of the people out there that you see are doing that.
Yeah.
So our biggest competitor is, you know, people being inactive and then competing against, you know, other options that are out there. You know, people only have so much free time that they can dedicate to.
How often do the people come into Crosstown? Like, I guess you go to a regular big box gym and just sort of like come and go as you please. You might sign up for a class here and there. For me, I go twice a week. It's only half an hour, but it's, you know, fairly intense. What's your normal setup?
Yeah, our normal
or suggested.
Yeah, they're a little bit different, but you know, we want our customers and clients to get in there at least four times a week. You know, we have some that get in there 6 days a week, and some people might only stop in once a week, and they, you know, they might sprinkle this in with other workouts that they're doing, especially in the summertime. There's so many competitive races and things like that going on. So if you're training for a triathlon or an Ironman, you got a very specific regimen, so you might stop in and do a cross training with us one time a week, but. But the type of workouts that we have, they're high intensity, but they're low impact on the body. So you can do them, you know, four or five times a week if you want.
Give me an example of some of the workouts and some of the plans you guys work on.
Sure. So when you walk into our studio, all of our classes are called Total Body. So
can I come and just work out, or is it like you've got to be part of the classes?
We do offer like an open gym. Yeah. That's kind of a value add to our membership program. So 90% of our members have a monthly unlimited program. That gives them access to all of our classes. We do personal training as well. But if you couldn't make a class, you could stop in during our open gym hours and do a workout. Our trainer is also queued up, you know, their popular workout, so you could come in, grab one of those, and do that on your own.
Gotcha.
But when you walk in, you don't know exactly what the footprint's going to be for the day, because we don't want people to look at it and stare away because they don't want to run a certain amount, or they don't want to work on their back or their legs. So you come in, everything in the studio is fair game. So from treadmills to rowers to kettlebells to wall balls to med balls to BOSUs, or, you know, TRX, pull-up bars are all in play. But it's going to be about a split 50-50 of cardio and strength when you come in there. So you're going to warm up as a group. The trainer is going to walk you through what that exercise is, and then they're going to coach you through the 50-minute workout.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, like I said, so we'll start to go into kind of the history of the workout and of what gyms have kind of started, what they were like maybe 20 years ago to what they're like now and what they need to be in the future. You know, working out for me used to just be like 5 days a week. I'd go into the gym. I'd lift like super, super hard, arms, chest, you know, legs, whatever. It was very, you know, you could try to shock it and switch it up, and all the guys who are athletes, we all had like kind of little tricks and things, but ultimately, as you get older, it doesn't work quite so well that way, and you start to need a little more structure, and I feel like this is what you guys are really like hitting home.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we try to take the guesswork out of it. You know, people are coming in before and after work. The last thing they need to do is think about, well, how do I need to structure this to get the best results? So you can clock in and just kind of decompress through the workout. You know, over the course of a week, a course of a month, when you're training with us, you're going to get that total body. So you might not feel like you're hitting core that specific that day, but it's going to catch up to you throughout the week or whatnot. I used to own a big box studio out in Plainfield. It was the first one I opened up 10 years ago. So I got a good perspective kind of on both sides.
Well, that's a perfect transition, because I was going to say, let's start talking more on the innovation side of this. Working at the big box, what did you, and 10 years ago, I think a lot has actually changed in how and what we expect as a customer, as well as how you guys as gym owners can actually make money. What would you say was the big difference then versus now, and sort of what you learned from that experience?
Yeah, you know, with a big box gym versus a small, you know, we took out the parts of the big box that we saw were the most successful, and that was our group exercise classes and our personal training that had the highest retention rate, the most activity, most usage throughout the month, and then also had a great like community within itself. So we took those items and boxed it up into a smaller program that we, you know, call Crosstown now. But accountability is a huge part. The community feel. So as people, you know, come in and become members there, and you're going to work out at the same time every day for the most part. People are creatures of habit. So you get to know those friends, you know, develop friendships inside those classes. And that also cultivates the accountability. But people look forward to coming there, seeing those faces and doing that as well. You know, we sync up really well with, you know, technology. As new technology comes in, wearable technology, there's a lot more information at people's fingertips, but there's also a lot more questions with that. So they have direct access to, you know, our fitness professionals that are, this is their full-time career. You know, so they're at the forefront testing this technology out, and they can help sift through all the information being thrown at people and say, here's some key benchmarks that you should tie into, you know, for this type of, for your goals and what you're trying to do. One of the biggest kind of things I'd say between a big box studio and us, that you won't see at our club, like, we don't have scales in our club. We're not tracking weight loss. You know, our tagline is feel good. So whatever that means for each individual, it's not always weight loss anymore. Yeah. So we're trying to change the shift from that perspective to, I just want to feel good. I want to be able to go out. I want to be able to run around with my kids. I want to be able to exercise. I want to be able to jump in the Shamrock Shuffle.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then go to the beer garden Friday night.
It always ends at the beer garden.
It feels like that, right?
it does more than feel like it. It actually ends at the beer garden. I guess from an innovation side, I look at this and I think of, again, going back to working out in college and high school and then afterward and so forth. I feel like one of the major changes is customers now expect sort of a professional feel. You see sports science on ESPN, so it's like, oh, you know, this is the machines and the ways that people are being trained and tracked. And we have tools available with Apple Watch, although I don't think that Apple Watch Health app is really taken off quite the way they had anticipated. But using apps to track how much you're lifting, at what frequency, at what volume, what are the reps, you know, how much have you grown, how much you reduced since you started, sometimes weight, sometimes it's blood pressure and other things. I think all this stuff, it's expected, but it's sometimes too much, I feel like.
For sure. I mean, you can kind of drown in the information and data out there, yeah, and kind of suffocate in it. And if you don't have the right people around you to help you navigate through it, and it's different benchmarks for each person. You know, if someone is coming in and they haven't worked out before and, you know, they do want to lose weight and they want to get stronger, you know, we'll help them set goals.
Yeah.
And then here are the key barometers that you want to keep tabs on, you know, and that might be a 1 minute mile pace. It might be a pull up goal. It might be a calorie burn. It could be a heart rate,
yep.
So some of the technology is great. Some of it is so daunting, and you just need to get in there and do it.
Sure. Yeah.
And, is what it gets down to.
And then, you know, there's also the monetary side of this. I mean, there's the segmentation of the fitness industry in my mind. You look at, what is the CrossFit stuff? Like whatever, you've got the CrossFit bros or whatever they
sure
call themselves. I have a bunch of friends who run like Alpha CrossFit and Lombard and some other ones that, you know, whatever, that's your thing, whatever you want to run around in monkey bars and stuff, that's cool,
right?
But you've got to be able to, I think, in order to succeed in the gym business and the fitness business, you have to be able to find your niche and do it really, really well. You guys obviously do. You look at companies, people who want to walk around the towel go to the big box. People who want to go and socialize and stuff go to East Bank Club. People who want to like lift super, super hard, they can go to whatever club, you know, places they go to. If they want to feel good, they go to Crosstown Fitness. They want to hang on monkey bars. I'm going to make fun of them again. You go to a CrossFit Club. Alpha Dog.
Yeah. It's great. We, I guess with this warm weather, some kind of other unique things we do to pull in some different clients and things like that. I mean, we get outside as much as possible. So when I was looking,
I've never actually been to a gym that like incorporated outside stuff before.
Yeah. I mean, most people work indoors all day long. So yeah, the last thing they want to do is go punch in and get back inside again. I mean, I don't want to.
Yeah.
So, we're out on the sidewalks, you know, we're terrorizing the neighborhoods, running the blocks, you know, in the West Loop and
that's awesome.
And up north. We've got great partnerships with Chicago Paddleboarding down at North Avenue Beach. So we'll be down there like on the weekends.
So part of my workout routine can be that I go paddleboarding with the crew.
100%.
That's
yeah
awesome.
And we can stamp off on that, you know, you're getting a workout in. We'll meet at the beach. You do a little mini boot camp there, interval training, and then you're going to paddleboard for an hour. We have stuff, you know, relationships with the park district where we've set up at Diversity Harbor as well. So it's pretty cool. So we meet there 4 days a week on the bike trail. So people come there, they can bike there, they can run there, they can drive there, which I wouldn't recommend.
Yeah,
but
of course.
It's like people taking the elevator up to the gym. But yeah, try to bike or run.
Wait a minute. I take the elevator up to the gym. Those stairs are so steep, man. I'm about to get my butt kicked.
Right,
I don't want
to. Saving it all for the workout?
Well, Max would tell you different. I don't push myself sometimes.
Okay, all right.
But, you know, we got to do what we got to do. What are a couple of, you know, things that you would tell to anyone who's thinking about maybe getting back into the gym or, like, where, you know, what is that barrier that people should not worry about that they do?
Yeah, I mean, for anybody and even for myself as a gym owner, when I walk into a new studio, there's anxiety around it, you know. From the very beginning of where do I park? How do I sign up for a class? You know, how do I register for this? So it's just pushing through that. You know, you think you're walking into a group. You know, nobody really cares if you're new.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, so that's more in your own head. So you just got to push through, sign up, get into a place you feel comfortable with, take advantage of intro offers and promotions, try a club out, give them a couple chances. You know, that first class, all of our classes are different throughout the day, throughout the week. So you know, try a few clubs out and then kind of follow your gut. You know, if it matches up with what your training style is or what you think you want to do. But just getting started, those first couple workouts are going to be brutal.
Yeah.
But they're hard for everybody. So, you know, I tell everybody, you can talk to somebody that's been in our club for 3 years or who's been there for 3 days. The workout's always hard.
Yep.
But you're going to get stronger, faster, and better.
That's why that's supposed to be why you're there.
Right. Correct.
So that's pretty cool. Where do people go to learn more about Crosstown Fitness or to get, you know, sign up and do one of the paddleboard classes?
Yeah. Everything's on our website, crosstownfitness.com. Or you can stop by one of our studios. We have one in the West Loop at Madison and Morgan, or up north in Lakeview at Halstead and Addison. All of our schedules are online, pricing and information. Give us a call or shoot us an email.
Very cool. Charlie, thank you so much for coming to the studio.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You can watch this episode and more on Advisor TV, or stream us on the WGN Plus app and download each episode on iTunes. And please stay connected by following us on Twitter at TechNori, or follow me at Katun, K-I-T-U-N. Boom. That's a wrap.